BG Mania, a video game music podcast for March 23rd, 2021, is presented by LevelDownGames.com. You are listening to Farron Woods from The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, released November 20th, 2011, composed by Hajime Wakai, Shiho Fuji, Mihiro Yokota, and Takeshi Hama. Hello and welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music and discussion podcast brought to you by LevelDownGames.com. I'm Brian, and if you're new around here, what we like to do on this show is challenge ourselves to never play the same track more than once, except for special occasion episodes. Each and every week, we'll sit down and chat about a particular topic, theme, game, or composer while listening to some really excellent music, sometimes even multiple times per week. Do us a quick favor if you don't mind, and if you've yet to do so, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us and leave that 5-star rating and a review so we continue to climb those charts in terms of search results. Today on BG Mania, I'm freaking exhausted. Before we proceed any further, let's put in a quick explanation as to what's been going on. If you listened to yesterday's episode of Hit Our Music and All Elite Wrestling Podcast, you can skip ahead about 10 minutes. If not, allow me to catch you up on what's been going on. All right, so I wanted to record something and talk a little bit about what's been going on with Gizmo. So if you listen to all of our content, that being the Level Down Games podcast, BG Mania, a video game music podcast, and Hit Our Music and All Elite Wrestling podcast, you're going to hear this same audio each time, but I didn't want to explain it three different times and, you know, have it all sound different. So I figured I would just record it once and stick it in each show that I'm currently working on to get caught up because of what has happened over the past few days. So unfortunately, last Thursday, so this would have been on the 18th, we had Gizmo a vet appointment scheduled. This was the one that, you know, if you remember or if you follow us here at Level Down Games, I was talking about potentially, you know, we were scared and upset that we were going to have to put Gizmo down because of this thing that was on his neck. We weren't sure if it was a tumor. It ended up being the abscess that, you know, needed to be drained. So they did that. They had to, you know, go in and do everything, but it still looked pretty gross because of all the fur that was matted on there. So they did what they could. They cleaned it up, but we had to take Gizmo to the groomers, and that was scheduled for this past Thursday, the 25th, at 10 a.m. Dropped him off, you know, everything seemed good. She was just going to clean him up around, you know, hit the sore, not really touch the wounds or anything like that, but clean up around it, but then clean up the rest of him too, because it was time for his normally scheduled grooming appointment. So, you know, he was there to get cleaned up for that too. And while he was there, the wound just opened back up. You know, it wasn't anything that the groomer did. So we had to take Gizmo into the vet, and you'll see why I said it wasn't anything that the groomer did here in a second. So we had to take Gizmo into our normal vet, and they looked at him and they're like, yeah, you definitely need to take him to the hospital because it looks like, you know, he needs stitches and we currently don't have the necessary equipment or people on hand for, you know, doing something like this. And thank God, because it ended up being a much deeper procedure anyway. So Jessica and I did take him over to a local 24-hour veterinarian hospital, and, you know, Gizmo was in there for a good two, almost 3 hours before they really were finally able to start, you know, kind of getting in there and figuring out what was going on. And by this point, the blood had dried a little bit around his neck that was, for a while there, coming out kind of steadily to the point, like I said, that's when I freaked out. It was getting on his legs. It was dripping onto the carpet. I was like, man, this is not normal. So, you know, it was kind of starting to stop. So you think, you know, it was starting to clot there while he was actually in the hospital. And when the actual doctor went in and started working on it, you know, she was going to go in and clean out the abscess, make sure that the infection was removed, see what was really going on in there. And she's like, you know, we can either do the staples to leave it open to let it breathe if it's not that bad. Or, you know, if we can completely get rid of the infection, we'll go ahead and stitch it up, fix everything that needs to be done, blah, blah, blah. So she goes in there and, you know, what we thought was going to be a quick, you know, simple 30-minute procedure turned out that he had a blood clot in his throat that had developed from this abscess, and not only one blood clot, but three different blood clots and a lot of other, you know, issues that she had found when she had had him, you know, kind of opened up under the knife in there working on him. So this turned into, you know, an almost $1,000 project for Jessica and I. And I don't want to say project, that is a terrible word to use, but you know what I mean? It's $1,000 that we had to put toward saving Gizmo. And thank God we did find out those blood clots were in there, because, you know, that would have killed him. You know, had we not noticed the bleeding, or, you know, had it have happened like right after we went to sleep and, you know, it had lasted the entire night. Thank God it did happen when it did. And we were, you know, kind of fortunate enough to see it when we did and get it taken care of as quick as we did, that, you know, even though it did cost a significant amount, we were able to get him saved and, you know, get everything taken care of. So that way, you know, he is 14 years old. He is starting to slow down. His legs hurt, as I've mentioned. He's got sore joints. He's got arthritis. He's an old man, but he's still got a lot of life left to live. He loves living. He loves eating. He loves drinking. He loves walking. He's stubborn. Even though it's hard for him to walk, you know, we give him the glucosamine pills that you can get over the counter with that come with the MSM to help with his joints. And it really is a miracle thing. If your dog struggles with joint pain or anything like that, I highly recommend it. Not sponsored, obviously. It's just something that we use for our dogs. And it's always been a blessing in disguise, because it's allowed Gizmo to walk pretty much, from what we can tell, pain-free. And when he does take it, he's kind of, you know, he's stubborn. And Jessica calls him Rocky Balboa because he is so stubborn at his age. And, you know, when Gizmo wants to do something, he definitely tries his damnedest to do it. But it's been a tough couple days with all that happening, and with him getting his stitches where they are on his throat. We can't go with a traditional cone to keep him, you know, to stop him, I should say, from scratching at it or rubbing it on the floor, which is more what he likes to do, or rubbing it against surfaces to scratch it. So right now, Gizmo pretty much needs to be under constant 24-hour supervision. And, you know, he could be in a cage if we needed to be, but again, that would be something that he could rub up against it. And we are really, you know, from where his stitches are, the slight disturbance could reopen it. And then, you know, after spending that money and obviously, you know, seeing what that could possibly do to him and his age, and you know, thank God he woke up from the anesthesia that he was under, but, you know, you never want to have to put him through that again. So We are just kind of taking turns watching over him and keeping him under that 24-hour supervision. And it's working. You know, the stitches are healing. The thing is looking better as each day goes on. But then, unfortunately, on Friday, I had a little bit of a medical episode when I was driving back from Cleveland. I had to go up there to pick up something. And I was heading back down to come home. You know, I was just driving back home. And I was on the freeway. And I unfortunately, like, I lost control of my right arm and it went completely dead numb. I was suffering from a migraine headache the entire day, but I was driving home and like my arm went numb. I couldn't, like, my fingers were slowly closing into this like weird claw-like position and I couldn't open my hand. And then I felt it like kind of slowly starting to spread to my left arm, and then it started spreading to my face, but my chest wasn't hurting. And before I got diagnosed with panic attacks, I was always thinking I was having heart attacks. So I knew, I was like, man, and my chest doesn't hurt, so I know it's not, you know, a heart attack. It's probably just another form of an anxiety or a panic attack based on everything that's been going on with Gizmo and everything else in life lately. But, you know, at the time I'm driving 80 miles an hour down the freeway trying to get home. And at this point I'm about, I would say roughly 12 miles away. And I called Jessica up and I was on the phone with her and I was like, you know, I'm struggling right now talking to her, just trying to get home. And I was really fighting through it. I was really trying to push to get home because I really just needed to, you know, I knew I wanted to get home, lay down, take some medication, smoke, whatever I needed to do to calm down and just let this pass. But, you know, I was losing all feeling in my arm, and my arm actually was like hurting. It was a pain that I'd not felt before when having a panic attack, and my arm and my hand hurt. So I did have to get off the phone with her. I had to call 911. They sent an officer out who talked me into having an ambulance come out. They did check me over. You know, I got a few things to help out. Obviously went home, took my normal medication, smoked, and pretty much have been in a zombie lethargic-like state over the last probably 24, 36, maybe even 40 hours or so as I've been recovering from my body betraying me. I've been doing good, and then damn it, all of this happened, and then lo and behold, you know, strikes again. So that's kind of what's been going on over the last few days here for me and for our household. Apologies for not getting a lot of the content posted on time when it was supposed to. Dan and I could not get our schedules aligned to do Hit Our Music this week, so that was delayed. We kept delaying it, trying to get the schedules aligned, and then all of this started happening, and then, you know, that just sucked, which caused a delay to BG Mania because of this happening. And then Kyle had sent me the files for the media files like on Wednesday, but again, with Gizmo stuff happening on Thursday and then everything just transpiring left and right, I wasn't able to get that done. We had the future game show reaction that I was supposed to do on Thursday night that I did do, and Gizmo was currently in surgery while I was live on YouTube and Twitch for that. You know, shout out to the dude that pointed it out in comments that I kept stepping away during reveals. Captain Obvious over there, making sure everybody knows what's going on. He just didn't pay attention enough to make sure, you know, that he knew what was going on. So did that, did the ID at Xbox 4.5 hour condensed thing. It's just been a lot going on this weekend, so, you know, I am struggling through right now, but it is Sunday evening and I'm pushing through all of the content, so hopefully by the time the Level Down Games podcast is supposed to post Monday morning, everything will be caught up and things will be good to go. So that's what's been going on. If you listen to all of our content, you're going to hear this multiple times, but if you only listen to one thing here and there, well, that's what's been up. So just wanted to keep you updated. So that being said, I want to have a chill episode for me to listen to as I put things together this evening. This was supposed to be done alongside Dan from Hit Our Music and Level Down Games, but our schedules have been so out of sync and just absolute crazy that we weren't able to sit down and do this. So it's been a little while since we've done this, but we are going to present a nonstop block of tracks all themed around walking through a lush, green, overflowing forest with birds chirping all around, leaves cracking under your feet, you know, maybe a stream or a brook rustling off to the side over here, wooden bridge in front of you that when you cross it, you can just hear the wood, that gentle breeze. Oh man, it's where I'd like to be right now instead of where I'm at. You know, just get Jessica and then take our dogs, Gizmo, Thor, and Avenger. Those are their three names. And just see you later. Maybe once Gizmo's healed, we'll actually have to do that. I actually, I've been craving a nice walk through a wooded area for a while now. So we got plenty in this area, so might have to be something we do soon. But we're going to do that virtually today here on BG Mania. Enjoy the walk through the woods, and I'll see you on the other side. You're listening to Machalania Woods from Final Fantasy X, released December 17th, 2001, composed by Masashi Hamuazu. You're listening to Forest of the Nopon from Xenoblade Chronicles, released April 6, 2012, composed by Manami Kiyota. listening to Greenhorn Forest from Wario World, released June 23rd, 2003, composed by Norio Hanzawa and Manako Hamano. You're listening to Pyre Glow Forest from World of Final Fantasy, released October 25th, 2016, composed by Masashi Hamuwazu. You're listening to Petalburg Woods from Pokemon Omega Ruby and Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. Released November 21st, 2014, composed by Morikazu Aoki. You're listening to Forest Stage from Tetris Attack, released August 1996, composed by Masaya Kazumi. You're listening to the Garden of the Moon Butterflies and the Moonless Night from Baton Kaitos Eternal Wings in the Lost Ocean. Released November 16th, 2004, composed by Matoi Sakuraba. Thank you. This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later. You're listening to Jade Forest from World of Warcraft Mists of Pandaria, released September 25th, 2012, composed by Neil Acree, Russell Brower, and Jeremy Soul. You're listening to Silence of the Forest from Bravely Default, released February 7th, 2014, composed by Revo.
Thank you.
You're listening to Terra Watt Forest from Ratchet & Clank All for One, released October 18th, 2011, composed by Michael Bross. You're listening to The Forest from Legend of Carindia, released August 1st, 1992, composed by Frank Klepecki. Thank you. You're listening to The Lost Forest from Nier, released April 27th, 2010, composed by Kaichi Okabe, Kakeru Ishihama, Kaigo Hoashi, and Takafumi Nishimura. That is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another nonstop block of tracks right here on BG Mania, made possible, of course, by leveldowngames.com. Don't forget to submit tracks, ideas, and requests for future episodes to BGMania at leveldowngames.com. Regardless of the podcast service you're listening through, be sure to share your support by leaving a rating and a review, especially if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. We'd also be grateful if you could drop in over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/leveldowngames and subscribe to us there. And if you haven't already, while you're at it, hit up twitch.tv/leveldowngames and click that follow button. Stalking us on social media is perfectly acceptable. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook would be the place to do so. Check that description box for the appropriate links. And of course, in that description box, you will find a link to our Discord server. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Forest of No Return from Tales of Legendia, released February 7th, 2006, composed by Go Shina. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.